Changes to the commercial medical cannabis ordinance were on the agenda for the January 17th Riodel City Council meeting. First, the council began with approval of the consent calendar and assignments to various committees. Positions held by former council member Jack Thompson were delegated, and new council member Susan Strawn was appointed to many. A presentation by the city's engineers at GHD on the Active Transportation Program's Safe Routes to School grant was next. The city was awarded a $1.5 million no-match-required grant to improve pedestrian and bicycle-friendly routes to school. Riodel's project includes bike lanes on Bellevue Avenue, Wildwood Avenue, and Davis Street, with improvements to the intersection at Scenic Way and Eloa Avenue, as well as the Highway 101 off-ramp at Wildwood. Councilmember Strawn had a number of questions about the project and the lack of much larger improvements such as sidewalks on Bellevue Avenue. It was explained that the grant amount wouldn't allow for extensive improvements, but the project is still being designed and there will be an opportunity for some alterations after public input. Construction is not anticipated to begin until April 2019. The council then addressed changes to the commercial medical cannabis ordinance recommended by the Planning Commission. Changes to the language in the ordinance regarding permit renewals, changes in ownership, inspections, and setbacks in the metropolitan annexation area were included. A change to the definition of an indoor cultivation was requested in response to a proposed business utilizing a greenhouse-style building, as described by Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell.
The other issue that was discussed at the Planning Commission last week was the definition of indoor. At the time, staff developed the ordinance with the Council and the Planning Commission, and actually the county's ordinance as well. There was not this hybrid type of building that's been now proposed. It's basically a building with an opaque or translucent roof, and it's kind of a hybrid between indoor mixed light, and I guess greenhouse for the most part. So we're recommending that the indoor and the Planning Commission, that the indoor definition be amended to read, and this is on page 89 of your packet, indoor means cultivation using exclusive artificial lighting or a combination of artificial lighting and natural sunlight in a building with glass, polycarbonate, plastic, or similar roof. And really the idea behind these buildings is to minimize the use of electricity in these indoor grow operations. These have actually become more common in Colorado and the other states that are allowing cultivation activities.
Mayor Frank Wilson clarified that the ordinance wouldn't allow for roofs that open for sunlight, as the ordinance already includes a prohibition on odor. Strawn asked why there wasn't a master plan for the development of the former Eel River sawmill site. It was explained that the Planning Commission has design review approval over commercial and industrial developments, but there is no master plan for the various developers. In a later discussion, Strawn asked when the city could address the issues of taxes on the businesses. City Manager Kyle Knopp explained that since the council previously decided against putting a tax measure on the last election, the city would need to wait until the November 2018 election before a general tax could be approved by the voters. Strawn asked Caldwell for an estimate on when the various businesses in development might be open.
Glen White Group, they're hoping to break ground in June. I actually got their site plan today, and we're finalizing the numbers for the traffic study as far as number of trips, the square footage of each use type, and the number of employees. So I know that Mr. White's working aggressively. Mr. Martino is very close to submitting as well. I think June might be a little ambitious because it's going to take them. It may not actually be up and running until November. If it's July, it may take them 3 months to build their facilities. So the timing, it may not be too far off.
A commercial cannabis tax measure will be discussed by the council later in the year. The full council packet of documentation as well as video is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, February 7th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.